Thank you all for coming. I am grateful to have an opportunity to reflect on a session of genuine progress for the people of Indiana. We were able to demonstrate that a short session doesn't need to be short on accomplishments. And because of the leadership in the House and the Senate, and frankly, because of a strong bipartisan effort by members of both chambers, I believe we've made measurable progress on jobs and schools and infrastructure. And I'm genuinely grateful to members of the General Assembly for their work during the 2014 session. I'm also very grateful to our team. Many of our key members of the administration who've worked long hours leading up to this session and during the session join me on the platform today. And I also want to acknowledge that how grateful I am for the efforts of Lieutenant Governor Elsperman for her efforts throughout the session. She would be with us today, but has put a higher priority on planned time with her new grandson, Rhett, and is speeding south to spend time with her daughter, Lauren, and as she says, her new granny duties. But she has our heartfelt thanks. As I mentioned, I believe this was a session that brought real progress for the people of Indiana on jobs and roads and schools, and it built on the success of the last session in a number of measurable ways. In the last session, we passed a historic tax relief, the largest state tax cut in Indiana history. And this year, we provided a relief for Hoosier businesses, giving local communities options to reform and even phase out the business personal property tax in certain categories or to abate that tax. In addition, we've passed a dramatic reduction in corporate taxes in Indiana. The combination of these things, I believe, will make Indiana more competitive in attracting the kind of investment that will create good-paying jobs for Hoosiers in the near future and in the long term. Last year, we dedicated tens of millions of dollars to making sure that we lived up to the promise of the Crossroads of America. And this year, with strong support in the General Assembly, we were able to free up an additional $400 million that will be used on major infrastructure projects to ensure that we have the roads and the bridges and the infrastructure necessary to support a growing Indiana economy. And, of course, last year we invested in our traditional public schools. We expanded educational opportunities for low-income kids. And this year, and I say this with a very grateful heart, this year for the first time ever, with strong and bipartisan support in the Indiana General Assembly, we have funded pre-K education for disadvantaged children through a five-county pilot program. There were other accomplishments in this session. I'm happy to speak to them as questions might warrant. But let me also reflect on one other point, and that is I think Hoosiers will be encouraged to know that most of the accomplishments of this session of the General Assembly actually were passed on a broad and bipartisan basis. We demonstrated with the support of leaders in both parties the ability that Hoosiers have to come together and to make real progress for our families, for our kids, for our economy, and we did it together. I want to specifically thank House Speaker Brian Bosma, President Pro Tem of the Senate, David Long, for their collaboration, for their leadership, and for their tireless efforts during the course of this session. But I would also add, I am also grateful to the Democratic leadership, Leader Scott Pelath and Leader Tim Lannon, for their willingness to sit down with our administration from early on in this session and look for areas of common ground where we might advance the interests of the people of Indiana. I think because members of the General Assembly work together on behalf of Hoosiers, our economy will be stronger, our families will have more opportunities, and in a time of often great division in the politics of the day, Indiana's demonstrated we can come together and prove once again that we're a state that works.